taking care of our emotions to stay connected to the Lord.
The Lord likes us to be connected to Him. It is written in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." I realized that at times I cannot hear the voice of my good shepherd, and I asked him why. I realized that most of the time this was due to negative emotions and destructive feelings that were working in me, sometimes almost without my knowledge, undermining my relationship with him. The Lord desires to spend quality time with us. I would like to use an image to illustrate this relationship between him and us. It is that of a pipe into which and through which God must be able to flow freely. However, as soon as we are not attentive, waste accumulates little by little in our heart and creates obstacles which in time crystallize, which then becomes a mass that gradually becomes harder and harder and more voluminous, narrowing the diameter of our pipe until it's completely obstructed and messes up our relationship with God, with ourselves, and with others. This waste can be of many kinds. Today I will talk to you about negative emotions and destructive feelings. Negative emotions can be sadness, melancholy, disappointment, guilt, irritation, annoyance, anger, fear, anxiety, anguish, pain. And destructive feelings can be low self-esteem, feelings of inferiority, frustration, envy, jealousy, rivalry, resentment, aggression, hatred, desire for revenge, accusations, blame, shame, contempt, discomfort, pride, feelings of loneliness, or refusal to forgive. In other words, negative emotions and destructive feelings are toxic waste that accumulate within us. The author of Hebrews 12 speaks of the collateral damage that takes place when believers allow this negativity to build up in their hearts. They deprive themselves of God's grace, cause trouble, especially through negative words. Other members of the body of Christ are, in turn, also contaminated. That is why now, as soon as I feel a negative emotion or experience a destructive feeling, I approach my Lord as quickly as possible so that He can cleanse me of those feelings. I come to Him recognizing what I am experiencing, telling Him that I reject these negative emotions, and then I ask Him to replace them with His feelings, which I receive by faith. I then feel a peace come over me. The peace of God that keeps my heart and thoughts in Him. By dealing with these negative emotions and feelings, I can also avoid certain unfortunate consequences for my physical, mental, and spiritual health. I can have fulfilling relationships with myself, with God, and with others. Since I am once again aligned with my Good Shepherd, the connection is easygoing, and I am able to hear His voice. I hear Him leading me to enter into the works that He has prepared for me. Ephesians 2:10. What an exciting life. God is on your side. Have a great day.